Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations. A week on now. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels great. Yep. You know, anytime you get an opportunity to put a group together that you think's really talented and you end up holding the trophy at the end of the year, it's always a pretty good feeling.
How long did this group take to get together? Obviously, you know, in previous years you've worked towards this moment. Was it a long process or a very short one to get this group together to be the champions?
Yeah, a little bit of both. When you look at, you know, the journey of Mitch McCarron, he came to us 3 years ago and we always talked about developing him into a point guard. And so in his third year of his contract, we gave him the keys to the car and said, go and run the team. And he did a really good job. So you look at those things, you look at some of the players like a Sam McDaniels that came through our development program and then gets an opportunity to start. When you look at that on the timeline to say, yep, there's some pieces there that took 3 years, mm-hmm. and then there's some pieces that we recruited this year, like a Jock Landale and a Udai Bubba, that helped us win this championship.
Now, heading into Game 3, obviously the situation with the COVID lockdown in Victoria at that stage, because at that time you were in Perth, you head into Game 3, they've said you've got a crowd of 5,000 people, you're able to come home. Were you confident heading into Game 3? Were you nervous? What were the feelings?
Well, we're generally excited to say we were coming home because we'd been away for 30 days.
Yep.
And really excited. You know, there was some talk of possible game being regional, being 1,000 people, and then we hear we're going to be at John Cain Arena with 5,000. And certainly there was a smile on the faces of everybody in the group.
Yeah, sure. So what happens now, Dean? Obviously, you as coach, do you take a break? Do you put the feet up and relax with a cup of coffee and a Tim Tam? Or do you go straight back to work and look for 2021-2022 season?
Yeah, it's a really quick turnaround. Yeah. I guess what COVID did to this one was really push our season a lot longer. And so we're trying to get back on the time frame of an October start. So we're in a free agency period right now, so there were some celebrations Friday night, and we got straight back into trying to build a roster for next season.
Oh, well, we seem to hope here, Dean, that we played a small part being in Bendigo. Of course, you came up here for 3 games. Is there any talk that potentially we could have some more games up here in Bendigo, or not so much if that's the case, but certainly in regional areas?
Yeah, I haven't been in those discussions. Obviously, we always look at the regional centres in pre-season. We saw the success of it in season this year and the success of getting wins up in Bendigo, which was really important. So, we enjoyed the experience as a club and a team, and so we'll continue to look at that as time goes along.
Oh, look, we'd love to have you back. We'll give you you mentioned there about the keys to the car. We'll give you the keys to the stadium.
No, it's a great place to play, and we really enjoyed it.
Now, just finally, Dean, obviously, memberships for the next season, there's an expression of interest happening right now. If people are interested in becoming members of this wonderful basketball organisation, apart from the Bendigo Braves and the Spirit, of course, how can they do that?
Yeah, membership is such a vital part of any sporting organisation, and I think we have a loyal fan base right now, but we want to see that grow, and we want to get to a point where it's tough to get into the game if you're not a member.
Yep.
So contact Melbourne United and sign up for a membership.
Hey Dean, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Congratulations once again, and pass on all of our congratulations to the rest of your team.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is Dean Vickerman there, the head coach for Melbourne United, who won the championship last week. It is Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.